Kaman Matlinen Akzir of Yamri. Who do we daven every day for sick people? Well, soon see the two Lashonis of Tziri. The Amari means sick people. Like, according to which Shita is it possible that we should daven every day? Is Kaman Kerev Yosi. Like Rav Yosi Shita. Zoran says, Kaman Kerev Yosi. The Yom HaPerakam with Rosh Hashanah, he holds in Rosh Hashanah in the Gemara there, that Odom Nidim Mechol Yom. Hashem gives a psak din to everybody every day. Because therefore, if you're sick, we could daven that today the din should be good and you should become healthy. Because the Ilu Rabban, according to Rabbanan Shita, the Yistlu, the Nidim Rosh Hashanah, that they held no, Hashem gives one psak at Rosh Hashanah for the whole year. If so, Kivon Shinigma Dinoy and Tfilo Mieleslehen. If Hashem gave a psak in Rosh Hashanah that this person is going to be sick and whatever has to happen to him, whether he's going to die or not, there was psak was given in Rosh Hashanah, the Chura can't change anymore. So therefore, with the way we're knowing that we do daven for people that are sick, because we hold like Rabbi Yosi Shita. And Rabbi Yosi says, Odom Nidim Choyim. Even though we also agree that the psak din in Rosh Hashanah, but Hashem like takes care of a person every single day, and therefore even though he's sick, it's possible to daven to Hashem, he should become better. But Akol Ponim Rovis said, he said, Loshem was Kaman Matzlinin, who do we daven al Tziri v'yamri? Two type of people he said here. The Gemara says like this, Mi Diyom Aktsiri Yomri, since he called them two different type of people. Mashma, there are two different type of sick people here. Who are these two sick people? Shema Amino, Ktsiri, Ktsiri Mamish. Ktsiri means people that are mamish sick. You have a person that's sick. A person that's mamish sick has fever, whatever it is, he has a disease. For him, you have to daven and she gets better. What's the second Lashon though, Mari? What does Mari mean? If it means a sick person, that's Ktsiri. Why does it say two words for her? Helamai Mari means Rabbonin. If there's such a person that is not really sick, he's healthy, plus he has no keiches, he used up all his might, all his strength in learning Torah. So you daven for him also. Sasa Grover says, Talmid Chachamim are also considered like sick. So that's what the Gemara before said, that for a sick person it's good to eat pumpkin, it means for Talmid Chachamim. But a person that's really sick, like when Rabbi Yirmiyahu got sick, then the doctor said it's a terrible thing to have pumpkin there then. That's like the Malach HaMavis. But then now Mishnah says, Umuta Biyova. When you make an Issa Nati the Tavshul, a Tavshul means food, that is soft food. Mashenke in Umuta Biyova, if you have sick food, sick cereal, you're allowed to eat sick cereal. So the Morris says, Masnisin Deloy Kebavloy. Our mission does not hold like the people in Bovel. Because the Yomar Abzera said, Bevavloi, people living in Bovel, Tipshoi, used to call them fools, used to call them Tipshoim. You know why? The Achli Lachma Balachma. They would eat bread with bread. What do you mean bread with bread? They would eat a thick cereal with bread. And it's come out both the same thing. In other words, we don't eat something thick with bread. Like bread and bread, you don't eat. You eat something soft with bread. That's what our Tana holds. Therefore, our Tana holds that a sick thing is mutatit. That's not called a tavshul. But in Bavel, it's not that way. In Bavel, they used to eat with bread, sick bread. That's the Lashon, they're called like fools. The achli lachma b'lachma. They eat bread with bread. So Ran says, Masnitsin d'loike bavloi. Masnitsin d'shori of our Mishnah says, you'll not eat sick food. Mishum d'loi mesachlim be'rifta. And we explain what's the reason why does our Mishnah say something thick is not called a tavshul? Because a tavshul means food that you eat with bread. And something already thick, like a thick cereal, you don't eat it with bread. And that's the loike bavloi. Dilu bavloi, people in Bavel, kivon the achli behad the rifta, tavshul, mikri v'yosr. In Bavel, they used to eat thick cereal with bread. They used to eat like bread with bread. So therefore, if somebody in Bavel would make an issa neder, he can't eat a tavshul, by him it would be included even thick cereal. So a dish that's thick would also be included in Bavel, because they eat that food with bread. Omer of Chizm, Chizda said, should the gissa should be leka, as the Bas says, leka demashu lahoin lahalin, nekadini dehutzel. There's nobody here around that we could go to send to ask these people in Hutzel. Nekadni means the Ran second shot is Shilagau Girsa Nahadni means Shemedaktikim Vyachilosim. People know how to eat very good. They're Bekiim, they're big buckies, they know what good food is. And they know exactly nutrition, they know exactly what you're supposed to eat with what. So Zer Chizkiah said there's nobody around now that we could send to these people to ask them about food. Let's have some advice to know what's good to eat with what. So what's the question? So he says, there's nobody, the Mashallah and Lahalda and the Kadni, to Hutzel, nobody has tested these big nutritions in Hutzel. How did Daisa? When we have cereal, Daisa means cereal, that means Ran says, Daisa is Michael Shechit Mubashalom. It's like cooked wheat. You have cereal made from cooked wheat. We have a question. Heichin Mali Lamichli, what's the best way to eat a cooked farina? Dechiti Balachma Dechiti, is a good to eat cooked cereal of wheat with wheat bread? Udisari Balachma Desari, and when you have a geshmaka cooked cereal from barley, sorim, eat it with the bread made out of barley also, maybe that's the good way to eat it. Or duma maybe the opposite way. Maybe it's good to eat the chiti b'desari. If you have a good farina of wheat cereal, it's good to eat it with a good barley bread. Or the sari, if you have a geshmaka barley cereal, but the chiti, maybe it's better to eat with wheat bread. So if you, Chizkiah said it's a pity we don't have somebody to ask the nutritions of Hutzel to know what's the better way to eat it. Yeah. Rav of the Gemara says, Achla b'chasisi. Rav ate, Rashi says, Kemach shokloyis. He ate wheat that was made out of cloyis roasted. He ate flour made out of roasted wheat. That's the way he ate it. Rav achla b'chasisi. Rabba bar barhuna ashechel rafuna. He found rafuna to kaachla daisa b'yetzpiyusei. He found him eating this cereal, this farina, with his fingers. He was eating it with his fingers. Omalei, so he asked him, amai kaachla mar b'yodei, how come you eating food with your fingers? And where's your spoon? What are you with the fingers? Omalei, he answered back, kolchi yomara, this is what Rav told me, I learned in yeshiva like this, that daisa b'yetzpiyusei bosim. Dice a cereal with your fingers tastes very good. Eat it with your fingers, it tastes very good. Spoon, it doesn't taste so good. With your fingers, it tastes better. That's why you're supposed to eat cereal. V'chol d'chein b'tartif. It would have been better if I eat with two fingers. If I would eat with two fingers, it would have even been better. V'chol d'chein b'tlos. If I eat it with three fingers, azoy gishmak, it would have been much better off. Chitzot, eat cereal with your fingers, okay. Omale rav l'chi abrei. So rav, Omalei Rav Lechia Brei, Vechein Omalei Rav Huna Lerabe, Leraba Brei, he told Rabbi's son, Mizamnin Lecho Lemechel Daisa Ad Parsa. You should know, if somebody invites you to eat Daisa, cook cereal, is very healthy, go, even though it means you're going to have to walk a Parsa, like 4 mil. Come on, like a hit, 2 miles. Even though you may have to walk 2 miles to get there, it's Kedai to walk there, because Daisa cereal is a healthy food. And lamechla bis for the Torah. But if they give you some beef teeth, they give you geshmak of beef, then atlosa parsoin. Then you should even have to walk 3 passes. Passes around 2 miles, even 6 miles. Even if you have to walk 6 miles, it's kedai to walk there to get your beef. That's healthy food. Omale Rav Lechia Brei. Rav said to his son Chia, V'chein omale Rav Huna l'Rabba Brei. Rav Huna told his son Rabba, Kol Meidom that Loitiflot Kaimarabcha. Told him, you should always know like Kol Meidom, the manner should be that Loitiflot Kaimarabcha. You should never spit in front of your Rebbe. Levar excluding Min Kroh. If you're eating pumpkin, then you're supposed to spit out. Mashma saliva then, whatever you have in your mouth, better not to, you're supposed to spit it out. Then you could even spit it out in front of your Rebbe. Hu Adin Badaisa. If you're eating cereal, and by some part of the cereal is hard to swallow, so you have to spit it out, that it's like a sakona to swallow it, so there you even allow to spit it out in front of your Rebbe. Shehein doimim lepsulta shalever. They're like a piece of lead. Lepsulta shalever, Rashi Ran says, shehein mesacho doesn't get digested inside. So it's no good to eat this. Doimim to lepsulta, like a strick, a piece of aver of lead, so therefore you should spit it out. And the afilu kame shavu malka. Even if you're in front of the king shavur, still you should spit it out also, because it's a takana to eat these things, whatever exactly it is. I'm not sure. Vayta, if afilu kame shavu malka, pull it, you should spit it out. Rabbi Zeirov, Rabbi Yehuda, if Zeirov Yehuda, chadochu daisa b'yetzpiusim. Much when they were eating together from the same plate, and one ate the cereal with his fingers, stuck his fingers into the cereal like we had before. V'chadochu b'hutza. And one had a hutza, the Ran says, the klipa seitz, one had a type of a homemade a spoon there. Klipa seitz, a piece of wood. He had there. Yeah, a piece of wood he was eating the cereal with. So Omalei, the Yacha Bahutsa, Lidiyacha Besmuse, the one that was eating with the spoon, said to the one that's eating with his fingers, Admosayato Machlincho Tsoesecho. How long are you going to feed me your Tsoesecho, like there's a dirt of you? It's not right what you're doing here. You're eating your fingers and you're putting it into the plate? It's not right. So Omalei, the other one said back to him, the Yochel Betzbusai, the Yochel Behutzai, the other one said back to him just the opposite. So what the Ran says, what does it mean, the dirt? Soya Shatachat HaTipanayim. Masha didn't even clean out his fingers, nails. So he had dirt under his fingernails, so he's saying, you're making the cereal dirty. What are you doing to me? So the other one said back, Omalei, the Yochel Betzbusai, the one who was eating with his fingers, said, Lidiyocha Bahutsa, the one who was eating with a spoon, Admosayato Machalani Rokhe. How long are you making me eat your saliva? In other words, he didn't wash off the spoon each time. He used to take the spoon, put it into his mouth, and then put it back into the plate. So the Mashiach explains, when you eat with your fingers, at least he licked off his fingers. So Mela, his fingers, or he washed off his fingers in between. So he washed them off, the saliva didn't go into the food. But the one that was eating with a spoon, he kept on eating like this. He didn't wash off the saliva. Skitted that tiny one back to the other. So Shaitz, these Gemara's exactly what they mean. We don't know. There are Hecher and Yonim, and these things also. But this I call upon as a Poshim Shat. Fighter. Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon. Aisila Kamayo Pelusfian. They brought in front of them this food called Pelusfian. So Ran says that's mintainim, type of figs. Shekoshel Esachel. They're unripe figs that's hard to digest. You can't digest it so well. So Rabbi Yehuda took it and ate it. Very good. Stay in the system longer. Rabbi Shimon Leyochem, Shimon didn't eat it. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, my time Leyochemar, Rabbi Yehuda, Tainus of Shimon, how come you're not eating it? Somebody gives us food teeth, how come you're not eating it? Amalei Rabbi Shimon said, Eilu and Yoitzim of Neimayin, Kolika, these things don't get digested. They're going to stay inside the stomach a long time. It's not going to be good. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda answered back just the opposite. Very good, we'll be filled up tomorrow also. The longer it stays inside, the longer I'll be filled up. I won't have to eat so much. So again, that was the machlokes here. What's better to do? So again, the standard in Yonim here. But, yeah. But Rabbi Yehuda have Yosef Kaimed Rav Tarfon. Rabbi Yehuda was sitting in front of Rav Tarfon. Omalei Rav Tarfon, Rav Tarfon said to Rabbi Yehuda, Hayoin Ponecha Tzuvim. Today your face looks shining up. What happened to you? You have a shining face today. Omalei said to him, Emesh yesterday, Yotzu Avdechel Esod, we went out to the fields, V'Eviulon Traden, they gave us beets, V'Yachalna B'loi Melech, and we ate them without salt. And the beets, like, it shined up my face. V'Yilu Achalna B'Melech, if I would have eaten these beets with salt, Koshchen Shoy Peneinu Tzuhuvim, then our face would have even been more sharper, more shined up. So Marsh, when you eat beets, it's supposed to shine up your face. Omro ahi matrinusel Rabbi Yehuda. Certain lady, Goyish lady, Roman lady, asked Rabbi Yehuda. She said to him, you look like a Moira of a Ravi. You look like a Moira piece, a person that you pass in Shilas. You're Baal HaRosh. You see that everybody asks you questions. But for Ravi, you look drunk. You look shikah. So she had a time with him. If you're a person that's a pass in Shilas, how come you look drunk? So Omallah, he answered back to her. Hemenusa, you should believe me. You should believe me like Itimno. If I ever drank wine, you should know I can't take wine. We'll soon see. I'm not shikka. I don't drink wine. The only time I drink wine is Ela Kiddusha V'Avdalta. Only when I make Kiddush, when I make Havdalah, that's all. V'Yarba Kase the Pischa. And it comes Pesach Banat, I drink the Dalat Kaisa, that's all. You should know, when I drink the Dalat Kaisa and the Pesach Banat, I have to take a towel and wrap around my forehead for my big migraine headaches that I get. From Pesach until Shavuos, I go around with headaches from the Dalat Kaisa that he drank Pesach by night, and he has to have a towel around his head to hold back his headaches for 49 days. So Kif, you see, doesn't like wine, he doesn't drink wine. He's not a person that drinks wine. Agi, you see for me that the Dalat Kaisa is Yerv Noptur to say that I can't take wine, it bothers me. Even though in the Chagodim is there, it bothered him the wine, still he took the wine, Dalat Kaisa you have to drink. Yeah. So if so, some Yiddish one now wants to answer the lady. So you thought I was drunk? I'm telling you, no, I'm not drunk. I don't drink wine. Eli, you should know, chochmas odom toyaponov. A person that's smart, that has wisdom, a Talmud Chacham, the chochm alone is toyaponov, shines out his face, makes his face shiny. Like you think my face was shining because I was shikha, it's not because I drank wine, but because of my chochma, my Torah, that's what made my face shine. Omalei Yehud Tzeduki the Rebbe Yehuda. A certain Tzeduki, the bad guy, the Kaif of Atayra, he went to Yehud and said to him, Ponecha Daima, your face looks, Oy Kamalvi Ribis, either like somebody that lends money and gets interest back, Oy Kimagavi Chazer, most people that raise pigs. Christ also, his face looked very happy. Stami had a lot of money. So these type of people have a lot of money. And the Ran says, they make a lot of money, people that raise pigs. Now, as he said to him, you look very happy, your face is shining, it must be that you have a lot of money from one of these two things. Is Omalei, so he said back to him, no, review the answer back. Be you doi by a Jew, tavayu asirin. Both these two things are also. We don't lend with ribbis, with interest, and we don't raise pigs. Eli, you should know it's like this. Esrim v'yaboa beisakise isli. There are 24 beisakises min beisra de medrasha. From my house until I get to shul, to yeshiva, to the beis medrash, there are 24 beisakises on the road. V'chol shor v'shor ani nichtas cholech v'yechad. Every hour, every time, I have to go into another one. So in fact, I have to keep on going. That's what gives me this suavas pun. It's also exactly what it means in Shreya to understand. I think there's a gra that says someplace that when the Gemara says Beisa Kisei, it doesn't mean after Gashmi Yishaboy, but it means after Ruchni Yishaboy. In other words, the Beisa Kisei means a place that you let off Tsoya the waste. Now there are two types of waste. There's waste of the body and there's waste of the mind. You bad machshavas. You have bad thoughts, you want to get rid of them. Now, here what it means, 24 Beisa Kisei means every mind like was a Beisa Musalai. He went into the house there to get rid of all his bad thoughts. All his bad thoughts he left outside. He left there. That's where every minute he's going to the Beis Kisei again. The couple here, that's why his face was shining because of this. Right, we have Yehuda, Kadozel LeBei Medrash, and Yehuda used to go to the Beis Medrash. Shokal Gulfa Kisfei. He would take a chair with him and put it on his shoulders. Little stool he would take with him. Gulfa Ran says, Kankan. Little barrel-like. Vayimavir LeBeis Medrash, Kedel Yashav Alav. Pashik, we have to have a chair. It's right, there's no chairs in the Beis Medrash. So he used to carry with him his own little stool. His Omri said, G'doyla Melocha Shemechabedes Nazbaila. So Ran says, Shlohoyu Yoshev Agabi Karka. I think the Ran speaks to the Mashor speaks out. Even though at this time the Chochem is not supposed to do work, but Rabbim. So here, this work was mutter, he says, because I'm not stam doing work, but it's a Tzarech HaLimud. Like I'm taking a chair with me to Yeshiva, so I'm a smart guy. Like when I get to Yeshiva, I'll have what to sit on. Instead of sitting on the floor, I'll have a chair, it's different, it's mutter. And Rabbi Shimon also the same thing. Rabbi Shimon Shokal Tzina Kasvei. He also took like a little a barrel with him on his shoulders. And Omri said, G'dayla Malacha Shemechabedes is by Leho. That this type of a work is good because it's Mechabed me, it helps me along. Like I'll have a place to sit on. Did they sue the Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said it was a big oni, it was very poor. Rabbi Yehuda's wife, Nafkis, she went out, Niktas Amra, she bought some wool, Av the Glima. She made a nice coat out of it. She made a coat out of it. The hutvi, a nice coat. Rashi glima choshev. She had one nice coat in the house, and they shared it. Him and his wife. Kadnofkes l'shuka. When she used to go out to the shuk to buy things, michzebe. She used to use it. The kadnofkes Rabbi Yehuda l'tsluye. When Yehuda used to go to davin, hoye michze yematzli. Would also put it on to davin. Like it says the pasuk, hikra and likras Hashem l'kechom. Before you daven, you're supposed to prepare yourself. So before he went to daven, he put on this clothing. Aye, it's a shayla of kli gever, not to wear your wife's clothing. Mashmis was a special type of a cloth that you can't tell that they both wore. It was just a cloth that you throw around yourself. You wrapped it around. So there was no difference with a man or a lady. They both wore the exact same thing. Therefore, they both shared this expensive coat. The kadmichsi ben Yehud used to put it on, having mavorach, he didn't make a bracha. Borach sho'atani meal. That he made a bracha to Hashem, he made me a meal. Made me a coat. Zimnin chad one time, gozer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel tanisa. Shimon Gamliel was gozer a tainis. Something was going wrong there in the city. Once everybody tainis then, everybody used to come together in the Beis Medrash or Bechayva, used to daven long and say 24 brachas of Shimon Esrei. How many we had on tainis? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was Gerzer Tainis, that everybody has to come out to meet in the center meeting place. Rabbi Yehuda lo yasim, Yehuda didn't come levei Tanisa. He didn't come to the mokum, everybody gathered together. Amrin lei lo isli kisuye. He said, the reason is I have nothing to wear. So Mashos himself, Mistama's wife, was using the coat at that time. So mainly he had nothing else to wear. He had nothing to go with. So they sent him a coat. But like Kibble, Yehuda didn't want to accept it.